Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's Karmic Path Show. Laura and I had a really interesting morning as we were starting out.
Full day.
We're working to make our sound better so that our message comes through a little clearer and is I can move
and
my
Tina
hands.
And Tina can be fidgety and not bump things and
yeah,
whatever.
I'm really fidgety.
It's all about you. I'm
teasing. Yeah, right. So we went out to get, you know, we're the San Diego sound machine at this point. And on our way back into Lake Helix, we found a family of ducks by the side of the road. And I thought that I could just scoop them up into a bag.
Okay. No. We had a paper bag in the car, and she thinks that we can just pick up the ducks and plop them in the bag.
Well, it would have worked if the mother duck wasn't so freaking fast.
Imagine that.
And so she rushes down into the woods.
If someone was going to pick up your baby and stick it in the bag, wouldn't you be fast?
Well, she was really fast. But anyway, we did try and get
it took
her.
Us about an hour to get these ducks off the road today. And all we have is new equipment to see if we have better sound. And we're so excited about this. And so it's been a long day.
We were afraid for the ducks because
yes.
The traffic that comes down that road is really fast.
And it's curvy. And so.
And we wanted to help the ducks get to the lake in Lake Helix, which was our long-term goal, which we.
Ducks aren't really the sharpest tools, are they?
They are not. And so our concern for them was appropriate for this week's show. And because sometimes fear stops us from living the life we want to live and being who we want to be.
And fear has a spectrum. Okay. There's this spectrum of that it can keep us safe all the way down to it can paralyze us and a bunch of stuff in between.
That's absolutely true. And so fear becomes a karmic learning opportunity, don't you think?
It does.
It enables you to figure out, okay, I'm afraid of this for this reason, and I need to figure out what do I do to bring balance to this learning
experience. I had a fearful
experience.
Moment this week. I haven't told you this yet.
That I grow shorter?
No. Our producer, Kat, asked Tina to put another pillow underneath her today.
Yeah.
No, but what happened though was somebody reached out to me and said, oh, I just love your show, Nancy from San Diego. So thank you so much for listening. But what she said actually horrified me for a moment. She says, I got a new smart TV and it's like 65 inches big.
Oh my gosh.
And I could binge watch you all day long. And I'm thinking, 65 inches of me? Oh my God.
Oh,
that like was like, whoa. Because I don't like looking at myself on my tiny phone.
Well, it's a little bit intimidating.
It is, right? Yeah. So anyways, that was my little fear, like a little fear moment. It's like, what?
Yeah, got to really polish that hair and makeup. There's a spiritual law that says what you fear the most, you attract.
And let's face it, people, that just kind of stinks.
And it's karma's way. It's not a bad thing. Though it feels like it.
It feels like it, right? It does, but.
But it's.
It's a helpful thing.
It's designed to enable you to face your fear.
Right.
To come to terms with what might not be imaginable.
And a couple months ago, we did a show on past life fears. Is your fear rational? If not, why? Could it be a past life issue? And we talked about exploring that kind of thing. But this show, we're going to be focusing on more of the current life fears.
Yes, because none of us have any current life.
There's no fear at all in this planet right now, right?
Yes. And when you're talking about fear, everything comes down to frequency and vibration. And the higher you're keeping your vibration, the logic trail is that probably you're going to have a lot less fear.
Right.
Because you're feeling that you're in more of a secure place. Because one of the elements of fear appears to me to be that you are losing control of a situation.
Yes. But also, even a little bit before that, I think that fear can keep us safe. If we have a healthy respect for a situation and we listen to our intuition, and we talked about this last week on, you know, psychic ability, what's the most important psychic ability we have? And frankly, it's not a sexy psychic ability, it's intuition. It's not remote
viewing. What are abilities for?
If you remote viewing or talking to animals or whatever. But it's that intuition that, you know, when we're listening to ourself and we're connecting to the divine. So when we have a healthy fear of something, like if we go to a new city or something, and you get like a bad vibe or you get creeped out by an area or something, that's your intuition saying, you know, alert, alert, alert. That's kind of a healthy fear because it can keep us safe if we listen. And it also helps us with our wisdom when we listen.
There's another, as you're talking about this, it occurred to me that if, because I've been in many cities where I was just in love with the city, and some cities where it's like, how quickly can I leave this city?
And the same thing goes for homes too, right? Sometimes you go into a home and it's like, I don't feel comfortable here. Yeah, there's a frequency differential.
But the other thing that you might be feeling, it just occurred to me, is that you might be feeling the fears of other people in the city.
Let's think about dentist office.
Well, that's a good point, because not all the fear that you're sensing could be your own. It could be you're picking up on somebody else's fear. I know we have a lot of people who are empaths. That's something that's really prevalent. I know it's big on Facebook, and there are a lot of articles about people who have this empathic ability.
They're more sensitive than the average bear, kind of thing. They can feel and pick up things on a more subtle, those subtle energies.
Well, I keep going back to my husband's, you know, 42 years at sea, and he had built-in courage to go to sea. But he could sense if something was off on the ship. He could feel it. And I've seen this with mechanics, and I've seen this, you know, it could be a pilot, it could be a nurse, it could be a doctor. Even though something is telling you this, there's a part of you that says, God, this just doesn't feel right. There's something else going on. Something else is wrong. And I have to find what that is, because it feels off. And people who listen to that, because it's a fear, but it's a warning fear. I like to believe that it's your higher self saying, pay attention.
Right. Yep. Exactly. You know,
rocks and shoals ahead.
Yeah. And that healthy fear, it keeps us safe. And, you know, but what happens if it's not? And I'm thinking back a couple of years ago, I have a daughter who is an amazing animal telepath. I mean, this kid has clients all over the world, literally. And she got called in to go to a few horse farms to see what was going on with these thoroughbreds. And I was so fearful, and I had to be careful, because my fear stemmed from my childhood. I mentioned in the previous show that I had my best friend was kicked in the stomach by a horse and she died. And it was clearly very traumatic. And so now all of a sudden, karma's testing me. She's putting karma.
No, please tell me karma be female. Women have enough emotional burdens with original sin. Oh, for God's sake, let's not go there.
All right, so karma.
Karma has no sex at all.
It really doesn't. Karma is... Don't fall off those pillows.
I have to climb back on them. There's like 5 pillows here.
That'll be fun to watch, people. Sorry. Okay. So I had this friend who died from a horsing accident. And now karma's putting me in this situation where my daughter is on this horse farm. And I can't breathe. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, okay, I cannot give her my fear, because if I do, that's not responsible of me for her. And it puts her in a place where she might not be as safe. And I talked to her about it. I said, look, if you're ever on the side or rear of a horse, make sure you're petting it, you're talking to it, you're touching it. And it was so hard for me to let go of that fear. And we've been to many, many horse farms because she's a minor. I had to go, and I have to go with her clearly, but it was just, it was almost paralyzing every time she went on a horse farm because of that situation. But that was my fear, and I had to be careful I didn't give it to my child.
You needed to give her what you did. You gave her your wisdom.
Right.
What did you learn about how to deal with a horse when you're at the back aft of the horse,
right?
Then being, you know, with a horse's head, and horses are unpredictable.
Well, just any like animal people, is any
including
animal,
including human beings, right, are unpredictable.
Yeah, good point. No, a few of those.
And so understanding, it's like, you know, I was attacked by a dog when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was 5, and when you're 5 and you're really, really short,
the dog looks big.
A full grown, full size boxer is terrifying.
Yeah.
And the dog, and I say attacked, I need to probably rephrase that. The dog came at me,
mm-hmm,
and I remember feeling just horrified. So I'm not necessarily a dog person, but I've met so many wonderful dogs. I'm happy for other people who have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Great. And I had to learn how to approach dogs, how to have a respect for them and a love and appreciation for
them.
And
this takes that concept of fear and learning how to work through it. And we're going to continue this after the break. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And please check out our app, The Karmic Path. You can download it to your phone. And also, if you get a few minutes, check out theoillounge.com. They've got a really cool offer that we're going to be talking about. So be sure you're listening here for that. And with that, we will be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by 3 remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Our discussion is fear. So what happens when fear becomes overwhelming, almost paralyzing? And Laura, you have the most astounding story that happened in the Denver airport.
You know, weird things happen to me, but weird.
Yeah, then there was me.
And then there's you. So and this is going to sound like a really strange and odd story.
From but us?
Yeah, because it's really hard to kind of comprehend this. So a number of years ago, I went back home into Michigan, Dowagiac, Michigan. Sister Lakes, actually. But yeah. So I go back home for a class reunion, and I'm coming back after this class reunion. I'd never been to one, so it was kind of fun. I hadn't seen so many people, all these people in decades. Well, yeah, decade. And I'm at the Denver airport coming home, and I'm sitting down and I'm working on my iPad, and all of a sudden I feel this electric shock come up my back, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. Is there something like wrong with the chair? Because they have electrical outlets in the chairs. I'm like, it's weirdly weird. And then all of a sudden I look and I'm like, I don't have anything plugged in. That's so bizarre. And then I feel another huge electric shock go up my spine, and I'm like, is there something going on with this chair? It's like I'm being electrocuted or something. And then all of a sudden I look up and I'm not in the airport. And every fiber of my being feels like it's being crushed. And I stand up, I gather my things, and it was so hard to gather my things. I mean, it was just insane. I stand up, I gather my things. I go walk over to a quieter part of the seating area. And as I'm doing this, I feel like I'm free falling. I can see my feet on the ground, but I'm falling at a speed that I can't comprehend. And then it was like I hit the ground and every fiber of my being was just crushed. It was like a pain that I can't even describe. And I mean, I've done that whole natural childbirth thing 3 times. That was nothing. This was so bad. And I pick up my phone because there's something going on. I don't know what it is. I'm not in my right mind. I call you. I could barely get the words out, help me. And then you start remote viewing this.
Remote viewing you and the airport.
Remote viewing me and the airport, meaning she's looking through her psychic eye of what's happening. And what did you see was happening?
It looked to me as if you were a light bulb in an airport, and for whatever reason, you had a connection to the thousands of people over the short period of time we've had commercial airplanes who had died in plane crashes, and they had all come to you for help. But there were so many of them, and airplane crashes are violent, that you were feeling the pain, which is unusual. Usually, right, we don't feel that pain. That's not something that happens to us. We couldn't function.
I was feeling their panic. I was feeling their pain. And when I crashed, it really physically hurt. I mean, it was so bad. And as she's helping me, you're helping me through this, I am looking, and I'm in the airport, but I'm looking at these dozens and dozens of plane crashes all over the tarmac, but I'm not on the tarmac. It was like I was transported, and it was like they all came to me. So now Tina is cleaning this up for me because I can't function.
she can't function. And I'm watching the clock thinking she's got to get on an airplane. What are we going to do? And I'm frantically moving these people. I'm crossing them over as quickly as I possibly can. I mean, we're talking thousands of people.
Now I have to get on this airplane. And that fear was so paralyzing. I was trying to figure out if I could rent a car to go from the Denver airport to San Diego. I was like, can I take a train? It was so paralyzing. But one of my daughters had this like really big deal event at school that I had to go to like that next day. It was so terrifying.
Well, what I did was I could feel your fear, and it was very compelling to say the least. And I was giving massive healing to the people who had crashed and quickly crossing them over. And I brought in a lot of help to do that. Because, you know, I can't do this alone. And in the meantime, I'm giving you healing because your subconscious was bombarded by what you were experiencing.
My subconscious was so freaked out.
She's completely freaked out. So you needed to be helped. And they needed to be helped. And so
ironically, the plane was delayed 20 minutes at like the 11th hour. All of a sudden it was delayed 20 minutes because I wouldn't have been able to get on that plane. As it was, I had to summon every ounce of courage I had.
I kept telling you were going to be okay.
I know,
this plane's going
to
be fine.
I was literally the last one on this plane. And to this day, when I think about having to get on an airplane, I feel like I have anxiety about it.
And every time you get on an airplane, you just have to do the best you can.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one of the last times I was on an airplane, I remember thinking to myself, well, the whole family's here. So if it crashes, we all go. I mean, that's just not...
That's not a normal
thing. It's not a normal thing. But it is so real to me. And I have to work through it. And I have to talk through it. And I have to tell my subconscious that I'm going to be okay.
And I was also telling your subconscious that she was going
to
be okay.
Yeah, and even to this day, though, I have to like self-talk. It's going to be okay. I've got this. And, you know, planes fly all the time. And that self-talk... talk is so important when trying to overcome this paralyzing fear.
And I asked if you had Rescue Remedy.
Yes.
And the Rescue Remedy, because we've mentioned that a couple of times, especially when we were talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, she had a massive stress, a real trauma. So the Rescue Remedy was the fastest, quickest thing she could possibly take.
Right.
And in Ghost Stories from the Ghost Point of View, Volume 3, there is an element of her story. And I had a similar experience. So there's a story about that too.
That's right. Oh, I forgot. It's in Ghost Stories from the Ghost Point of View, Book 3.
Yeah. Book 3. And it gives you some idea of what we see or how we see it. And I think that your work to get over that in that moment, fortunately you don't have to fly as much as I do.
Yeah. Well, and it's still a real thing, but I have to go back to, let's talk about fear a little bit. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by a fear, you need to learn how to ground yourself. And I think one of those things that we can do is think about, okay, what's one true thing? And we've talked about this in the past. What is one true thing for you? I'm feeling this. Okay, what's one true thing? And it could be, you know, my husband loves me, or my dog loves me, or, you know, I've got a giant bank account. Whatever it is for you, what's your one true thing? And go back to that, because what it does is it takes you out of your mind to that one thing.
It anchors you. It helps to anchor you in time and space. All right, right this moment, you're super stressed. However, what you do remember is that your husband loves you and your children loves you and I love you.
Thank you.
And I was there for you.
Yes, you were. And you have to go back to, if you go to that one true thing, it's going to have you stop that self-talk, and it's going to stop you from responding in a way that is not your normal.
Because getting past that is truly important, because the more fear you allow your body to experience, the more acidic the body becomes.
And that is breaking down your auric field. We talked about your karmic force field. If you haven't seen that show, you can go on YouTube or wherever and look it up, or the karmicpath.com. Your karmic force field, an acidic body breaks down your auric field.
It also breaks down your immune system. So bolstering you at that moment and reminding you this isn't your, in that moment, this wasn't your fear.
Right.
You were experiencing the trauma of the people who crashed.
Right.
And that's in this particular case, it's a really important differentiation.
It is. That fear kind of still lingers a little bit and I have to deal with it. And I know there's so many people out there that do have a fear that is paralyzing because what it can do, if you have a fear, maybe it's a fear of pain or a fear of whatever it is, it's going to alter your life experiences. Are you going to do something that you want to do, but you don't because you're afraid of something, then element of that, maybe it's having kids or whatever. If you're afraid of it and it stops you from fulfilling something on your karmic path, on your soul path, that's a problem. So how do we get past it?
That's part of the challenge of mortal life.
It is. It is. So by learning and to address that fear, learning how to figure that out and taking it to that next level, it really helps your karmic path. It helps your soul evolution. And Kat, I hate to throw this out, but we're going to talk about soul evolution, past lives, and karmic ties. This is one example of, and if you can throw that book cover up, that'd be awesome. But if not, no big deal. This is one example of how karma tests us. They want to know if we've learned the lesson or how we can cope with the situation.
And sometimes fear masquerades as anger.
Yeah.
We're angry at something, but what's really underneath that anger is the fear of something. And I would always get angry when I went to yoga and my daughter couldn't figure it out. And she and I worked through a process where we figured out that it was a fear that came from a past life that I had in a monastery in Tibet. And we had to do these incredible yoga poses and you were never allowed to sweat. You had to have absolute control of the body. And so I don't sweat to this day. And so when we had that little mini revelation, what I realized was this, I don't need to be fearful of, or I don't need to be angry at yoga.
Right.
Just don't go to hot yoga. Yeah. Hot yoga is not my friend.
Well, and fear can, it can make us angry and it can give us a knee-jerk reaction. But having said that, it's time for another commercial break. So you're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us and we'll be right back.
Your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head-on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living.
awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path. We're talking about fear, and our producer, Kat, has a question from a listener.
Hey, yeah, I got a question from a listener. It's, how does karma escalate fear? Is it okay to have fear as long as we are not letting it stop us from doing things that we would otherwise do? And if anybody listening has a question for Tina and Laura, they can leave a question on their Facebook post that is streaming live right now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this is a really good question. I think it's a really good question, and I have a really good story.
To go with that, okay.
I have a good question.
Actually, you do, yeah.
I do have a good story. And I've mentioned this many times. I've drowned many, many times. And when you've drowned many, many times, it's a past life fear that is kind of, it's like a debt on your record, and it brings you forward. So you have to learn to not be afraid of water. And when I was an officer candidate school, the 95 women had to jump into this pool that had a white bottom. So it looked like you were jumping to your death from the high diving board. And they said, because if the carrier sinks, you're going to have to, women couldn't go to sea. I'm thinking, why are we doing this? But I said, you know, it'll get to water level. I'll just step off.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And so it was terrifying. So I waited till 94 women were in the pool and slipped in the side. So I didn't have to go off the top. But that fear of water didn't leave after officer candidate school. And so I'm in the Navy. So I'm facing, I'm always at a port with water. And
great move, Einstein. Being afraid of water. Let's join the Navy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I lived married, joined the Navy to find a husband. So,
okay.
I mean,
forget about the water.
I figured, you know, so I marry a man who goes to sea on submarines. So he is under the water. And I'm an ensign, newly married, and all the guys at my office are all submariners, and they go, let me tell you about this horrible accident, or there was a battery explosion, or the ship imploded. And I'm going home by myself, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be a widow.
Okay, you're bouncing here.
I'm bouncing, I'm sorry. So I had to overcome this fear. It was a terrible fear, and I just decided that.
Okay, question though. You're overwhelmed with this fear. And I guess one of the big things is, you know,
how did it manifest?
Yeah. Producer Kat said the person's question was, how does this change our life path if we have this paralyzing fear?
Well, I started to get sick.
Okay.
And it's, can I stay married to someone who is constantly facing danger? How do I wrap my brain around this?
I think this is a really good point for anybody who is married to or has a significant other or a family member who is in a high risk job. It could be the police officer, a firefighter, you know, any of those things. I think this is actually maybe a more common problem than
we might realize. What happened was that I came to terms with it. And I learned about these men. I learned about submarine systems, the safety systems, and all the testing that they do, and how conscientious these men are who go to sea in these incredible pieces of engineering. And I developed a confidence level. But karma was testing me.
Yes.
So
it was. Not
it was. Yeah. Karma was testing me. And so my husband retires after 25 years in the Navy. Okay. I retired at 23 years in the Navy. He retires. And nothing seemed to work. So I said, why don't you go back to sea? So he, in 24 hours, he's hired. It's astounding. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm used to his being at sea, except he's at sea on a surface ship. And in the submarine force, there are two kinds of ships, submarines and targets. I'm thinking, oh my God, he's sailing on a target. This is just, that mindset was, and I felt this anxiety rising. And on a surface ship, you have rogue waves that can happen. You have crazy crew members. You have a 6-inch pipe open to the sea. And you have engines that can be dead in the water, or you can have an engine room that has a leak and have atomized fuel. And your ship's about to explode at any second. And what happened was karma's testing me again. Did you really get it? Okay. Are you really okay? And what I found was I was angry at him when he was home because I was facing him being gone again. And I was angry at him when he was at sea because he made me so worried all the time. And I felt that this fear was grating like somebody's, you know, using a microplane to create lemon rind or something. And I became not paralyzed by it, but I couldn't wrap my brain around it. And this rage just...
Well, you were angry at him. And so that anger is affecting the relationship.
It's not that he did anything wrong. He communicated beautifully. I had no complaints with my husband. He wasn't the problem. I was the problem.
You were the problem, right.
And it was my problem to resolve. And I had to trust that he was a really good mariner. But fear wants to know if you got the message. And what I decided was, and this is in the middle of the night, this has absolutely happened to me, I decided that I would come to terms with that fear and I would own it.
And so, what did you do to own it? And this goes back to the question that producer Kat read.
And what I did was, what was my biggest fear? And it was the phone call in the middle of the night. You know, Commander Irwin, there's been an accident. You know, we're so sorry to inform you. And even now, it's really, I can still feel it. And I'm getting hot, just feeling it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I don't really love him or anything. And as this happened, these waves of emotion started to fill my body. And I realized I had been afraid of the emotion on such a deep and profound level that it was manifesting in anger and not me. And I said, okay, so I get the phone call. What's going to happen next? And so the next thing is, you'll have to call the children. Well, oh my God, there were more waves of emotion. Oh my God, that's going to be horrible. And then the next one was, then they'll all fly here. And then I have to arrange for the body. I mean, I'm a naval officer, so I know what happens when there is a death in the military. And he was working for military Sealift Command. And I had to go through every single step. And I thought, you know, your children will support you. Your friends will be there for you. And you're going to be all right. And as I went through each step, I took a deep breath and I cried all night. All night I cried.
All right. This is a lifetime of fear and tears, though.
This is a lifetime of fear and tears.
And dealing with it. I think what you're doing to deal with it, you're looking at, okay, I have this fear. And first of all, nobody goes through a mortal lifetime without some form of fear. It's part of the learning experience that our soul needs. So this fear has been building up, building up, building up. You're realizing it's not working for you.
No, and it makes your throat sore because it's painful. A sore throat is always painful. What's painful to talk about?
Right.
And as I'm talking about it, and I can see that this could be a potential future. And I decided that I would cross him over, take care of him, but that my children would be there and my friends would be there and that I would see him again and I was going to be okay. And I woke up, I finally fell into this sleep when I woke up, I wasn't afraid anymore. What's the worst? Because I had to come face to face with what's the worst that can happen. What is your biggest fear? Tell me. And this was in my subconscious was just gripped like this. And I said, he's going to be okay. And we're going to be okay. We have some astounding tools and we're going to live past it.
And, you know, and this I think is a really common fear that many people have of something that's gripping. But we also have to remember that we're all spiritual beings. We're having these human experiences. Just because somebody dies, it means that we miss them. Yes, but it doesn't mean that we'll never see them again.
No, I mean, my husband and I have had, I can't even count how many lifetimes mm-hmm. together. And one of us always died in each lifetime. So I had a current life fear and a past life memory that complicated the fear I had. But this life, by God, I am owning that fear. It's not going to control me.
And if you have a fear that's paralyzing you or altering the course that you need to be on, take time to work through it. Go, do exactly, you know, what Tina is talking about. Work through it. Go through what's the worst case scenario. And then how likely is this going to be that it will really happen that way?
And all those examples of potential things that could happen, the 6-inch pipe open to the sea, all happened to him. And I made up my mind that I would do my very best to be there for him in the best way. We feng shuied things. And then karma tested me one more time.
Okay, because we want to know if the lesson's been learned, right?
So karma decides to test me one more time, and he stops going to sea on surface ships, and he gets a new job. And we're going to go to break early, and I'm going to tell you what the new job is when we get back, because you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and this is The Karmic Path, and we'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back to the Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Tina kind of left us on a cliffhanger. You want to finish that up a little bit?
Well, I do. We did get a question that involves this cliffhanger. And the question is, can our strong fears for other people affect their karma? And the answer is, yes, it can, because you're that other person is going to feel your anxiety, and then they're going to become anxious, and it will shift their behavior.
Yeah, and fear is a form of energy.
Fear is a huge form of energy. So here's the answer. So he stopped going to sea on surface ships. Okay, great. And then he gets this incredible offer, and he is now captain of an oil rig off the coast of Brazil. And his first day on the job is the day that Deepwater Horizon blows up in the Gulf of Mexico. And I had to decide that was horrible, but I just couldn't be afraid anymore. I wasn't going to let it own me. This is a really smart man. He is really safe, and he insists on safety. He is Captain Safety. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that I was going to give him my absolute confidence and pack his rig with angels, mm-hmm. and make sure that he was safe and give him support and gratitude for taking on such a really chilling job. I mean, even if we had wind and solar forever, we would still need oil just to fly airplanes for a while. So that is, yes, the energy of another person's fear can affect everyone around
them.
And
you didn't want to give that to the captain of the ship.
No, you want to give him your confidence.
Right, absolutely. And you talked about a great strategy of role-playing in your head the worst possible case scenario to overcome this fear. We talked about fear making the body acidic. If you are full of fear, anxiety, et cetera, drink lots of water with lemon juice in it, because that helps balance that acidity. It helps to alleviate the acidity and make you more basic.
And the oil lounge has a technique.
Yeah, the oil lounge has, actually, before I talk about the oil lounge, I want to end on that one. There's another thing that you can do called emotional freedom technique, which is tapping.
EFT.
And the Dr. Mercola, we're not affiliated with them. It's just a really good, simple site. They have, if you go to Mercola.com and you type in like EFT or something, they're going to give you some tapping regimens you can do to overcome emotional blocks, such as like, you know, negative thoughts, fears, insomnia, maybe a sugar addiction or whatever. So lots of things there. So that's a way to kind of help release that fear, because it lives within us and it starts reverberating in our body. Now, the Oil Lounge has done a really cool thing. They want to do a giveaway. And Misty from the Oil Lounge is a certified aroma freedom technique therapist. And she was actually trained by Dr. Benjamin Perkis. And also Misty is a pediatric oncologist nurse. So she knows the science, and she's grounded with what she does. And she understands essential oils and what they can do on so many levels. We just have a lot of respect for this, for her and this whole group. She is offering anybody who wants to write into the oil lounge at gmail.com or send me a message on Facebook or, you know, send us an email at questions at the Karmic Path. If you're interested, she will send you a packet of three essential oils. They're oil samples. And she will work with you one-on-one. And this is going to be for the first five people that's, you know, say, I would really like this. If there's more than five, we can talk and see what they can do. But this is a really amazing protocol and program that she's offering here. And there's no strings attached to it, other than you may be able to release some type of emotional block that you have. So Misty is a certified Aroma Freedom technician. Check it out, and you can go to theoillounge.com to learn a little bit more about that. And if you are interested in Misty helping you, she will send you these oil samples free of charge, and she will do a session with you with no strings attached. So check it out. Again, it's, you can go to theoillounge.com and or to get a hold of her, or you can email us and we'll pass it on, or say something in Facebook Messenger, or if you're really brave, say, hey, on Facebook Live, you know, mention that so we can get you in contact with her. So check that out. And those are like some, I think, some of the biggest takeaways.
I think they're the biggest takeaways. And I know there are people who have suffered the and are grieving the death of a loved one, especially if you have a death of a child. You already know the worst that can happen. Yeah. So now you're living with a really towering fear. And sometimes courage is action in the face of that fear. And that fear can be, again, we've talked about it being paralyzing. And one of the lessons from loss is continuing to live with courage.
Yeah.
And the lessons of being married to someone who is in harm's way, whether it's military, firemen, police officer, doctors and ER, doctors and nurses and ERs, EMTs. Mm-hmm. It's one of those situations, trying to keep me.
I'm trying to keep you a little closer.
Sorry. Is that you have to give the person your courage, give them your confidence. Pack their car, their vehicle, pack.
And sometimes
put angels around them.
Fake it till you make it. If your fear is paralyzing, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it and keep working through it.
And if you need to find someone to help you with it, then find someone to help you.
It could be a friend. It could be a therapist. It could be anybody. And but
it takes courage to say what your real fear is.
And fear is exhausting.
It's absolutely
exhausting. And it starts to live within you, and it just never goes away.
And when you have courage, courage is action in the face of fear. And if, for instance, someone who has suffered the loss of a spouse or a child or someone really close to them, sometimes courage is getting up every day.
Yeah.
And putting a smile on your face and facing the day and working through that and not judging yourself. When something is overwhelming for you and you choose not to judge yourself and you're grateful that you made it through today, and tomorrow is probably going to be maybe a little bit better. And the day after that might be a little bit better. And the day after that, you might be struck with a grief wave.
Right.
That's overwhelming. And it sets you back a little bit.
Yeah. And when, even with fear, right? That it's a grief wave. We can have a fear wave.
You can have a fear wave. And if someone has had a severe trauma, they need to be allowed to have time to process and the even trauma.
If it could even just simply be anxiety. A lot of people are dealing with anxiety nowadays, and anxiety is a form of fear.
Turn off television.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You know, don't watch some of the things that are fear producing.
So there's a few things that you can do. Before we leave, I want to reiterate what the Oil Lounge is offering. If you have an emotional block that you would like help with, you can email theoillounge@gmail.com and ask for, you know, let them know that you listen to the show and that you would like to be a part of that panel. It's a one-on-one consultation where they work you through your emotional block, fear, etc. And Misty was trained by Dr. Benjamin Perkis, who is an amazing guy who has over 20 years of clinical experience in that area. I think it's an amazing opportunity for anybody who may have an issue. So please take advantage of that.
And there's one final couple of things I'd like to offer. And that is that if someone has a really paralyzing fear, pray about it. Doesn't matter what your faith is. Faith is if it's important to you, that's just fine. But it there's no particular faith that is above another. Pray with all of your heart. And if you have to make up the prayer and ask the divine, not spirit, ask God to help you. Ask for angels to come to you, to be around you and help you in this moment as the fear wave hits you. There's grief waves and there's fear waves. Yeah. You can ask for help. And when you receive the help, send gratitude.
Right.
And then one of the things that's really healing is if you're able to send healing and courage to all the people in the world who are afraid. Now, imagine that you're giving to someone else what you need the most. Imagine right. how that's going to come back to you. That's yes. how karma can work. As yeah. an action and a reaction.
And we really want to thank you for listening. And remember that the science behind this is that action and reaction, what you fear the most, you attract. And there's a psychology behind this too, right? So understand your fears and understand where they come from as best as you can. And as Tina was saying, you know, spiritually, ask for help from the divine, ask for help from the higher realms, from God, wherever that is.
For you. And send healing to everyone else who's afraid.
Yeah. And by sending healing, you can simply just close your eyes and, you know, ask for healing prayers to be sent out to the world. It can be that simple.
And so thank you for listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question or comment, connect with us at questions@thekarmicpath.com.
And don't forget to go to theoillounge@gmail.com if you're interested in that.
And a special thank you to our producer, Kat Grebe, for helping us with our sound and the questions. And be sure to check out our books and courses on thekarmicpath.com. Talk to you next week. Talk to you tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with The Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.